David Cameron's changing hairstyle has sometimes been the talk of Westminster, and the man behind those hairstyles, and indeed the hairstyles of many of the truly famous people in this country, has just had an MBE in the New Year's Honours. He's called Lino Carbisiero. Lino's able to join us. He's based at a salon in central London, recognised for services to hairdressing. Lino, good afternoon. Very, very nice to speak to you.
And to you, Peter.
Yeah,
good evening.
Bit of a shock when you heard about this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, obviously, because you don't know that you're going to get these things. So when I got the letter, I thought it was a tax bill. it was quite nice that it wasn't a tax bill, and it was something like that. So I couldn't believe it, and I'm still actually in shock.
I was looking through your list: Madonna, Kylie Minogue, Sir Paul McCartney. I mean, you know, you've done them all.
Yeah, I've been, you know, over 33 years of working in the industry. I've been so blessed to be able to span out from the chair and, you know, go to different locations around the world and to do people's hair.
Ah, they call you in, do they? You don't tend to do them all in the same salon.
It depends. If it's for a film, you go on location. If it's photographic, you go studio. If it's TV, obviously you go to the studios. And if it's personal, you go to them. I mean, it's, you know what it's like. There's so many different genres in the industry, from Top of the Pops to this and that. You know, I've done it all, X Factor.
Have you? So, well, been in the right. Did you actually pop into number 10 for the haircut?
Yes, I do.
Oh, right. So were you responsible in 2007 for the shifting of the parting, right to left?
So that was a great headline.
It was. We want to know what went on and why you did it. It clearly wasn't political, because that was no way the right message. So, you know, where would you shift to parting? I mean, you probably can't give away client confidentiality.
I don't talk about my
Yeah, no, in general terms, then, why would one shift one's parting from one side to the other?
Well, when I normally shift most people's parties, because I've forgotten where the parting was originally. It tends to be. I have a lady that I've done her hair for 30 years, and I've got a 50-50 chance of remembering which side it is, and I always get it wrong. and I try my hardest to remember. I tend to forget, to be honest.
Right, yeah. What about the chat that goes all the time? I don't know quite what you chat to the Prime Minister about. I mean, you know, how's the budget, Prime Minister? What about that George is giving you a bit of trouble? Something like that. I mean, what do you talk about?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, with all my clients, I try and, you know, have a conversation which is relevant to them. And again, when anyone's in my chair, you tend to know if someone's you tend people's moods, or if they're busy, or, you know. So I as a hairdresser, we can talk about anything.
Can you? You good on politics?
I'm not bad. You know, I have my views.
So that, I mean, yeah.
Whether it be football, yeah.
In a way, they can't give you too much back chat. I mean, you've got it's a bit like a dentist. You've got them at your mercy, haven't you? If they talk out of turn, you just snip, and damage done.
I'm a bit too professional.
Are you? Right, I'm glad to hear that.
I try to be.
Well, congratulations anyway, and I trust you can have many more visits to Downing Street in the future.
I hope so.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you.
Take care.
Bye.
Good evening.
Bye. That's Mr. Lino Carbisiero, who is hairdresser to the stars.
I rather enjoyed that. They do say that sometimes if you change your parting, it can kind of help. You know, if your hair needs a bit of a wash, if you move it away from your normal parting, it gives it a bit of lift.
Is that right?
Apparently so.
I thought my hair automatically went once. I didn't think
your hair probably does, in fairness. I think your hair is a force of nature.
It
wants to do.
My hair could be cut into sort of various patterns, a bit like, what do you call it, the art of cutting bushes into various...
But it would just stubbornly return to Allen, wouldn't it?
I could have a figure just sort of cut into my hair and it would just sit there.
That'd be rather nice, actually, wouldn't it? Try that. Let's work on that. We'll get Lino in.
It's 28 minutes now before 6.